Well, start of financial year today. I wonder if you're looking at your stocks or your portfolio and thinking you might need a bit of inspiration, New Year inspiration. Well, tonight I decided to get three of the best investment minds in the business here on Money News to give us each of them two stocks in 60 seconds. And I really want some stocks for our new financial year watch list. So get the pen out, six stocks in 3 minutes. Let's kick off with Anton Taliaferro. He's the investment director with Investors Mutual Limited. What do you like for the new financial year watch list, Anton?
Look, it's a very unpredictable market, but the two stocks we like, you know, both in the medium and longer term, is the first one is Orica, which is the largest explosives player in the world. They've got a very good management team, a very strong balance sheet. They made an acquisition in Peru back in February, which looks very good. And they've also got these new products coming out, such as wireless detonators, you know, which will make a big difference to many mining companies, to many of their clients. So we think Orica looks pretty good on a medium to long-term basis. The other one we like is Telstra, which again, you know, many people are always a bit wary of Telstra. But again, if you look at Telstra, they're on a fairly good yield. Their balance sheet is very strong. If you look at their competitors in mobile, you know, both Optus and Vodafone, they're in a bit of trouble in terms of they're not making much money. So, you know, we think the mobile market going forward will be more rational, and that will allow Telstra and the other operators to do well, you know, in what's going to be probably quite a tricky economic environment.
Anton Taliaferro, thank you so much for Investors Mutual.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And now to Chris Stott. Chris Stott is from 1851 Capital, which actually specialises in smaller companies. Chris Stott, what have you got for us?
So the first one, Brooke, is Uniti Group. Uniti Group are in the telecommunications space. They've got a really high quality management team, the M2 telecommunications team and TPG, so highly credentialed team. They've just embarked on an acquisition of a business called Opticom. So they essentially run fibre to the home in competition with NBN to new estates. So that one looks really attractive to us. And the second one that we'd call out as well is McPherson's Group. So McPherson's are a consumables business. One of their brands is Multics. You might know them from the Gladwrap competitor. But one of their key brands, Dr. Lewens, they're growing strongly in the healthcare beauty space, particularly in skincare. So Dr. Lewens is their big brand, and that's growing at rates north of 100%. So we think those two stocks represent good value for us and are two of our biggest positions in our fund at 1851 Capital.
Chris Stott, thank you so much. Great to have your Money News.
Thanks, Brooke.
Okay, let's speak with Gary Stone. He's from Share Wealth Systems. Gary, two stocks you've got on your watch list for the new financial year. What are they?
Well, I'll go with Fortescue, FMG. FMG are obviously a mining stock in the iron ore area, well known. It's recently hit a high 15.25, retraced around about the 37.50 level. It's been going very, very well. This retracement could go a bit further to around about 12.55, but is finding support around about the 13.70 level. So longer term looking good, obviously linked to the iron ore price. The other one is Fisher & Paykel, FPH, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, recently broke out above a strong resistance level of $30, got to 33, is having a pullback, should find support around about the $30 mark. It's had a three-month rest, good results came out, and it looks like the stock's going to continue its growth trend upwards.
Fantastic. Fortescue and Fisher & Paykel, thank you so much. Gary Stone from Share Wealth Systems.
It's a pleasure.
Okay, so hopefully that helps you. A few things to put on your list for the new financial year, a couple of stocks to watch, six to be exact.